We're live. Ron Sattermo here with Dr. Sam Sunshine, another edition of Tri-Chatter. Good to see you, Sam.
Hey, Ron. Great to be here.
I wanted to give you a little bit of background about how I met Sam. And I don't remember our first encounter. Maybe you do, Sam. But I do know that we met through a mutual friend, Russ Jones. Russ is an old friend of mine and an old competitor who is actually tomorrow racing in Tucson, Arizona, National Duathlon Championships. But anyway, we met through him, through triathlon, and subsequently, I've been back to see you numerous times for numerous different things. Sam is now my family doctor, I guess I'd call him. But in addition to that, he's my sports doctor as well. And I just wanted to give him a couple of plugs here because it was about 4 years ago that I personally had a lot of health issues. They just kind of piled up. And I went in to see Sam, and he did a routine investigation, drew my blood and all that. And I told him, I don't know if you remember any of this because I know you've got thousands of patients, but I was feeling really run down. And you checked the blood out and said, well, the reason why you're run down is because your thyroid is so low. And I never would have expected that. So that was one of the first things Sam did to really turn my health around. So that was a big event in my life. And then in addition to that, I had chronic Achilles pain. I mean, I had Achilles pain for over 10 years. And if you've got a chronic problem like that, and somebody makes it go away, it seems like a miracle. I mean, it's just amazing. So we're going to be talking about PRP tonight. Sam's going to tell us all about that, but he used a different kind of therapy, but I think it's the same kind of idea where you promote healing to a specific area. And I swear, it's like a miracle. I mean, I have very minor Achilles pain, and it's fleeting. You know, it's not constant like it was. So I owe that all to you, Dr. Sam.
So thank you, Ron. Thanks for the accolade.
So we're here to talk about it's a relatively new therapy, right? I mean, it's been around for a while, but it's just now really kind of catching on, PRP. So tell us, let me back up just a step. Tell us about your practice, first of all. How long have you been practicing? He's located in Foothill Ranch, California. Tell us about your practice and everything that you do here first.
Okay, Ron. My practice is called OC Sports and Wellness. And this practice has been in business for 2 years. I've been practicing medicine in South Orange County for the past 11 years. And my practice primarily promotes health and wellness. And I also specialize in sports medicine. So what I try to do is keep people active, keep people healthy, and I seem to attract people who want to take care of themselves and are looking for somebody to partner with to help them achieve their health goals.
And what percentage of your clientele are athletes, would you say? Not just triathletes, but athletes of any kind.
That's a good question. I would probably estimate maybe 25-30%, I would say, are competitive athletes or endurance athletes.
Okay. Yeah, because I know that everybody that I encounter in my athletics, you know, I tell them, go see Sam. He knows what he's doing. I guess one other thing before we get to PRP, triathlon. How long have you been competing in triathlon, and where are you at today, and where are you going with it?
I dabbled with triathlons back in the 80s, early 90s, but I started being consistent with triathlons in about 1999. I think I remember doing the Malibu triathlon and did it for about 7 years in a row until it became too Hollywood. And then it became too hard to get into. So I kind of backed out and then started taking it a little bit more seriously about 3 years ago. Maybe in 2008, I did sign up for Wildflower Half and linked in with the Newport Coast triathlon team.
Yep.
And started to become more diligent about training and started to have a little bit more success. And then, you know, started working out with Russ on a regular basis. about 3 or 4 years ago, and he really, really helped me with my sprint distance triathlon from A to Z, from preparing for a race to transitions, and I got pretty good with my, in my age group.
Yeah, the guy's awesome, man. Yeah, you mentioned Malibu. I also used to do that race every year, and I haven't done it now for the last couple of years, but I remember it was the last time that I did it. You see a lot of celebrities there, and Matthew McConaughey was there. Do you know who Matthew McConaughey is?
That was I was there that year, yeah.
The guy's just totally ripped. He's walking on the beach with his entourage and all that, and after the race, I went back and looked, and I kicked his ass, man. He's 20 years younger than me, and he's totally ripped, and I kicked his ass. That was fun. But anyway. Okay, so let's get to the topic. PRP, platelet-rich plasma. Is it a therapy? What is it? What is PRP?
PRP is basically an injection technique that's used to regenerate injured tissue. And it's a very straightforward procedure, and it's been around for a while. It was originally used on dogs and horses. And not until about the mid 2005-2006 did investigational studies begin on humans, pretty much in the area of injured athletes. And the results were pretty astounding. And there's been some small trials, clinical trials have been done using the PRP over the past 6-7 years at multiple institutions. A lot of reports are coming out currently looking at the validity of this type of technique. And they've all, with resounding results, have kind of had this common theme that it's very beneficial and the risk is very minimal.
So what sort of injury does this really apply to? I mean, it's limited in what it can do, but...
Yeah, so it can be used in acute injuries as well as chronic injuries. Acute injuries are obviously things that happen relatively recent, and chronic injuries are things that just don't seem to get better on their own. Now, our body has an innate ability to heal itself. Therapy, strengthening, stretching, nourishment can also heal. Time can heal. I typically will use the PRP and reserve the PRP for those who have failed physical therapy, those who have failed chiropractic care, those who have failed rest and self-rehabilitation.
And why would you wait until they went through that course before you gave them the PRP?
I think one is because people don't like needles. And two, they don't know, it may help speed up the healing, but the body again has its ability to heal itself. Although it can speed up an injury, sometimes just letting the body do what it can do naturally is the way to go. Also, it's because there's a price to it. It's relatively expensive in most people's minds, although compared to surgery, which is oftentimes an alternative, it's a fraction of the cost of a surgical procedure.
Yeah. So my Achilles problem, would that have been would I have been a candidate for that?
Yeah, I mean, basically most of the injuries that require PRP or people who are good candidates for PRP are those who have ligament, tendon, or joint pain or problems that just seem to be nagging them, keeping them from running or swimming or biking or hiking, whatever the case may be. And it's amazing how well it helps people achieve that last 20-30% of healing that just the body wasn't able to perform.
So if there's a rip or a rupture in an Achilles tendon, is an example, does this help that, or is that really something you need to perform surgery on before you?
There have been some, you know, isolated cases where they've done the PRP for Achilles tears, and this guy Dr. Alan Mishra, who's kind of the pioneer in PRP, experimented on Steve Bono, who was the backup quarterback for many years behind Joe Montana. He had tore his initial Achilles and Dr. Mishra operated and repaired them, and it took about 3 to 4 months for him to heal. And then about a year and a half later, he tore the other one. And it was Steve Bono who brought it to Dr. Mishra's attention. Hey, what do you think about this therapy? He tried it, and he healed in half the time with the PRP.
With a comparable tear.
Yeah. Now, with that said, if I had a patient with a complete rupture of their Achilles, I'm not that cavalier where I would say, let's do the PRP. I would send them to an orthopedic surgeon and have the orthopedic surgeon do an assessment. I deal primarily with tendinopathies and arthritic joints or painful joints, painful tendons, painful ligaments, and that's where I focus my attention. These are areas I'm very comfortable with, and then I have a lot of confidence. I don't inject spines, hips, necks, and I don't inject full tears of the rotator cuff, Achilles tendon. I won't inject complete tears of calf muscles, let's say. I've had one patient who was a 50-year-old basketball player and loved playing basketball, and he had a tear in his calf. And you could put a finger almost the first knuckle deep into his tear, and I gave him a PRP into it. And within 2 weeks, and this is the sometimes the unexpected benefits of PRP. Within 2 weeks, he was playing basketball again, and I saw him at a 2-week follow-up, and he was playing way before I wanted him to even begin walking, let alone playing basketball. And that tear was gone. It was no longer, I could no longer feel that divot that was in his calf. So it's amazing how sometimes people respond. And everyone does respond differently. There's no guarantee that you're going to have the same result. But what I've seen in my practice is pretty astounding.
Well, to me, it's one of those things like, what do you got to lose? I mean, if you've got pain, if you've got discomfort, try it.
Yeah, that's kind of my feeling. There's really little downtime because we're really taking blood out of your vein and spinning it down, separating out the red blood cells and the serum, and you're left with your own platelets. So we're re-injecting your own blood products, and so there's no risk of rejection, and there's really minimal risk of infection because everything's done under sterile technique, and in competent doctors, the risk of infection is extremely low, and so there's really no downside. And there was a study done recently where they looked at 14 patients who had knee arthritis, and they gave them weekly or monthly injections of PRP, and at 1 year, there was about a 90% success rate where people were significantly improved in their knee pain, and there was zero complication. So in my practice, I've not seen any complications, and that holds true with most injections that I do. There's just a very low risk overall of having any sort of complication. So it's very safe. There's very little downtime. Usually after I inject an area, I usually have people rest that area for about 1 to 2 weeks. And I like to keep people in therapy during that healing phase. And so what the injections do is they kind of stimulate a healing process that takes 4 to 6 weeks, sometimes longer, depending on how long the injury's been there, and also the age of the patient. And the therapy seems to help augment the injections, so I like to do those concurrently. I seem to get my best results that way.
So can you tell us any success stories specific to any triathletes that you've worked with? What sort of injury they had, or?
Well, I've had, you know, again, most of the people I've done PRP in was the one gentleman, although he was a basketball player. I've done some high hamstring injuries in 3 triathletes. I've got follow-up on one of them who no longer has that problem, who's in his late 50s and very competitive in the sprint distance, and he no longer has any issues. I've done a duathlete, who's a world-class duathlete, and have injected the piriformis area near the outside of the hip, and who required 2 injections and is now running pain-free. Wow. And is also very thankful that, one, that she had the courage to go through with the procedure, because, again, no one likes needles. Again, it's the area is numbed before I do the injection, so it's really not that painful, but there's always the anxiety. But very thankful that she responded and that she did go ahead with the treatment.
And you've used it yourself.
Yes, I have. That's a good point. I've used it on some people for plantar fasciitis. I find that the healing process does take several months after an injection into the plantar fascia. And I think it's just, it's a process. And I do find that there's some value. There's been some nice studies done against small clinical trials showing the benefit of the PRP into the plantar fascia. A lot of podiatrists, a lot of foot and ankle surgeons are using that. I use it, and I've had really good success. But I often caution people, this is not an overnight remedy. It's something that still takes time and patience on the patient's part. But I find that if at the 3 month, 2 to 3 month, sometimes 4 month mark, these people are running again pain-free.
Yeah.
Whereas if you did nothing, I have a high suspicion that they would still be in a lot of pain and probably would not be running at all.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing the results that you've had with it. And this is not covered by insurance, or most insurance doesn't cover it?
Yeah, it's surprising, but some do. It's very hard to predict. But at this point, you know, the majority of insurances do not cover it. And it's deemed investigational. It's not controversial, it's just considered investigational. At some point, once Medicare has given it what's called a CPT code, or it identifies it as a legitimate process or procedure, then all the other health insurances will follow suit. And I suspect, and I hate to guess, but I'd say in the next year or two, it's going to be a widely accepted, widely used procedure. So I'd say it's in its infancy, but there's been very nice studies that are ongoing, some that have been completed. And the data is very consistent, very positive.
You know, I just know that, you know, and you know all the same people I know that are in triathlon. You know, we end up getting injured, and man, we want to be back out there again right away. You know, and what's the shortest way to get from here to there? And this just sounds like it's had, you know, great results.
Yeah, the interesting thing that I have seen in my practice over the past 3 or 4 years, where I've been doing this type of, you know, kind of these injection type of therapies to help promote regeneration, is that most of the people are over 40 or nearing 40 or over 40. And I think there's something in our bodies that we just don't heal as fast. We do know the blood flow to ligaments, tendons, and the joints are tenuous. And I think there's a steep drop off of that blood flow. And I think that's why we get partial healing. And it's almost like we need something just to kind of push it along a little bit, to reinvigorate this healing cascade, this process that normally would take place, that because the blood flow isn't adequate, it just doesn't get done.
Yeah, wow. It's exciting stuff. And you're basically the Southern California's resident expert in this. You're the guy to see.
Yeah, there are more and more people doing it. A lot of people, again, kind of hesitate because it's not covered by insurance. And they're waiting for that to happen. But there are very few, I think, doctors that are triathletes that are doing that. I probably would say I'm probably one of the only primary care sports medicine physicians in South Orange County that probably does this.
Yeah.
And it's a shame that more people don't know about it. And I think in part that's due to my poor marketing skills, but this is why we're having this.
We're working on
this
right
talk
now.
Right now to kind of promote it and let people know that there are answers, and there are solutions to chronic pain.
Yeah.
And these are viable options. These are non-surgical. These are cost-effective. These are reliable treatment options. And I'm talking about the PRP and the prolotherapy, as well as physical therapy, active release therapy, acupuncture, and I think those things used together could get most people back to where they want to be and not have to suffer months and months, years and years in some cases, where they've given up their sport.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned earlier in our conversation, Julia, who's a good friend of ours, she's a physical therapist. I think she completely ruptured her Achilles, didn't she, a couple of years back? And She's managed to come back. And then Russ Jones, he had, I forget what it was that he had in his foot, but he had major surgery, and they're both over 40. And, you know, it takes a while for the body to respond to that. But I think they're both doing pretty well right now.
Yeah, both of those were, both of their injuries were tendon injuries, and they both required, you know, reconstructive surgery. And I think through a lot of hard work, and that's a lot of, you know, self-motivated hard work. I know for Julia, she got herself back in ridiculously fast amount of time. And I think same for Russ. I mean, he had to take a year off, but he came back and hasn't really had any issues. He's been very fortunate. But I think in part due to the fact that he does such a, he does the sprints and focuses on the sprints and spends as little time running as he can, but still maintaining his efficiency.
Yeah, yeah. Now you mentioned prolotherapy. What's that, and how is that different from PRP?
Yeah, prolotherapy has been around for about 30 years. Again, widely used in on horses and dogs for decades, and also by naturopaths. And it's usually a injectable irritant. And I use sugar, or a concentrated sugar, mixed with lidocaine, and I give it in the same way I give PRP. It is generally also considered investigational, although I've been doing that for a lot longer and have treated probably hundreds of athletes with the prolotherapy. And it's similar in that it instigates a healing process, a healing cascade. It's different because you're injecting an irritant to recruit cells that help repair injury, as opposed to actually giving the growth factors directly into the injured area.
Yeah.
So it oftentimes requires more injections. Usually I give injections about every 4 to 6 weeks, anywhere from 2 to 6 injections, depending on how people respond. The PRP, you don't need as many injections. There's a little bit more downtime with the PRP, usually 1 or 2 weeks. Again, that's with the blood spinning. The prolotherapy is 1 or 2 days.
Mm.
So I usually have people actually gradually getting back into their activities after a couple days. I also couple that with therapy, ART, and that seems to really work well. But I've had great results with ankle injuries and plantar ligament strains, you know, spring ligaments, lateral epicondylitis or tennis elbow, golfer's elbow, mm-hmm. shoulder issues. The list goes on, the number of people I've helped with the prolotherapy. But I really like the PRP. I think that's really the wave of the future. And it's important that people just know that it's an option that's out there that they can take advantage of, and oftentimes can save people from an otherwise lost season when they find that therapy alone isn't giving them the results they're looking for.
Well, I'll tell you, I wish it was around, or I wish I knew about it before I had my shoulders scoped. Because I've had my shoulders been messed up for many, many years. You know, they taught us how to swim wrong, and just, you know, it's just overuse, you know, and it's just degraded, and years of swimming, and, you know, they scoped me now. It's probably about 4 years ago, you know, and I would have loved to try something other than surgery, because I always look at that as the absolute last option. And it has helped, but I still have occasional pain, so I'll probably come back after Ironman St. George and come see you and see if you can help me figure this out.
Well, I know I can help you, Ron. I'm very confident I can help you, I should say. It'll be good to have a follow-up interview maybe at that time.
Yeah.
Maybe a month after your injection, you kind of tell the audience how you've done.
That'd be great.
But I have a, you know, again, high level of confidence just in my few years of experience doing this that I know I can get you better.
That's a deal. I'm going to take you up on that. So when are you racing next? What's coming up for you?
I've got a sprint in a couple weeks at Benelli.
Okay.
It's the second in the 3-part series.
Did you do the first one?
Did the first one.
Yeah, how'd you do?
Got to the podium.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a rare thing. That's a rare thing. So
it is not.
Blow my
get
horn
out of here.
And then, toot my horn. And then I'm going to be doing the OC Tri at the end of May.
Okay.
I'm going to be sponsoring the event as well. And then I'm not quite sure. I think I do the San Diego International at the end of June, and then doing Canada at the end of August, the Penticton.
The full Ironman.
The full Ironman.
And is that'll be your first Ironman?
That'll be my first full Ironman.
Wow.
So after this, I'm going to hit you up for some nutrition advice, some more swim tips.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you help me with my shoulder, I'll help you with your swimming.
Yeah, it's I've got to know how to stock my bento box.
Yeah. Well, that one's easy. That one will help you out, and it'll take 2 minutes. Okay. That's an easy one. But all right. Yeah, sounds like you got a good season coming up.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Thanks, Ron.
Okay, so to reach me, ron@triathica.com. You can go to our website, triathica.com. That's the easiest way to find me. Sam, what's the best way for folks to find you?
Best way to find me is you can actually, if you're not a patient currently, you can go to ocsportsandwellness.com and you can call the office and I'll be happy to return your message. If you happen to be a patient already, you can go to the same website, OC Sports and Wellness, and that's A-N-D, sportsandwellness.com, and there's a patient portal you can actually email me directly once you set up you register and you set up a username and password to the account, and then you can contact me directly that way.
Okay, good. Yeah, and like I say, he's in Foothill Ranch. He's got a beautiful office facility here. All the high-tech stuff. He does all the PRP blood spinning right here in his own office. We're going to put a picture up in the newsletter with showing that equipment. So give me a call, give Sam a call, and we'll get you back on the road and on the podium. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Ron.